Right. We are going to be on page 54 in our book. Does anybody need, I have a couple copies there if anybody needs that. You didn't bring a book. Do you need one, Don? Do you have a, there you go. That'll work. Anybody else need a copy? I want to get this done. Everybody else good? Yeah. All right, we're looking at why study. Why study our Bibles? Can you bring a book? Is it still in the van? Amen. I'm going to try to get into the book every week a little bit. Brother Mike Haley gave that to me from Botswana, and I thought you'd enjoy that. You're such a blessing there outside. So they had those made over there. They're a blessing. Amen. Anybody else need a sheet? I gave Brother John, I met with Brother Haley at that Botswana project, by the way. They are now under $20,000. That is amazing. And of the $400, I think $55,000 to fund that Oasis project, they are now below $20,000 needed by the end of September. And so I believe they're going to hit their goal. Amen. They're right there. And that is a blessing. But he had a number of little coasters made, hand done from over there. And Brother John has such a heart for that ministry. If you want to see that thing, you can come see him later. But it's just beautiful. And I appreciate each of you. As God gives our people a burden, he doesn't always give me the burden. That's how church works. But when he gives someone in our church a burden for something, we need to recognize that. And then if God's it, let's get behind it. Amen. And like with the youth right now, I know there's a couple in our church. Ryan's kind of leading that charge right now. And there's a couple others as well that have a burden in that area. Man, I want to feel that thing. Amen. I can't be directly involved in that. I can't be directly involved in everything. Amen. But when I see someone have a burden for something and it's God wrought, man, we need to get behind that thing. Amen. And pray for and do what we can. Amen. And that's how a church works. Amen. Sometimes a church becomes just what the pastor has a burden for. And that's so one-dimensional. Amen. A healthy church is where different spiritual people in that work, God not only burdens them, but empowers them to lead the charge on something. And that is a multi-faceted ministry that can do great things for the Lord. Amen. And I'm seeing that in different ones. That's just great. Amen. So don't just wait for me to say, hey, let's go do this. If God's burdening you in an area, let's talk about it. Amen. And let's just see if God's in it. Then let's press ahead. But know this, you might be a big part of that thing. Amen. Right? If God brings that to your attention, it's probably because he wants you to be a part of it. Maybe even lead it. Amen. And that's fine. That's great. Amen. If God's in it, then we want to be involved. Amen. All right. So we're looking at why study our Bible. We've come through a number of things. We're going to look at, I think it's like number, is it number six? I didn't number them here. So number one was to be saved. Two, to know God. Three, to fill your purpose in life. Four, to know God's will. Five, to grow spiritually. Yes, six, then to be prepared for the ministry. Amen. So let's go ahead and read these a couple of verses. Who wants to read 1 Peter 2:5? 1 Peter 2:5. Let's see. I think we'll have Nancy, when you find that, read that, 1 Peter 2:5. And then there's 2 Corinthians 5:20. Who wants to read that one? John Seal, read that one after Nancy. Ephesians 4:16. Kyle Thomas. And then Romans 12, a longer one, 3 through 8. Romans 12, 3 through 8. Levi, yep, but we'll go Nancy first, 1 Peter 2:5.
Ye also, lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Yes, so we are, as believers in a local church, we're a priesthood of believers, right? I've preached on that a number of times, but our high priest is Jesus Christ. And we operate, we handle the holy things of God for him in a church, right? The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. And once you're saved, baptized, a member, right? Then you are part with us in that handling of things here for him. Amen. And that's the priesthood, right? And so we are a priesthood of believers and we minister about the holy things of God. And so If we're part of that priesthood, remember, if you study the Old Testament, by the way, we're not after the Levitical priesthood. We're after Christ, who's after the order of Melchizedek. So it's a different priesthood than the Levites. But if you do study the priesthood of the Levites, you'll find that not every priest did the same thing, right? Some were just doorkeepers. Some were just porters. If you'll really study the details on all the different aspects of what the priest did. By the way, some were in the area of setting up and then taking down like the temple or the tabernacle as they were traveling. That was their job. Whole families. That's all they did was they knew how to take everything down properly and then move it and then set it back up. That's what they did. Isn't that neat? And so there's all kinds of things. There's some that all they did was they were good at butchering animals, amen. They were part of the crew that prepared sacrifices, amen. And so all over the place, all these different people with different talents and different things, they served in that temple or tabernacle for a common purpose, a common cause, but they were used that way. Collectively, all did one thing. Individually, it was all over the place, but they were priests, and that's who we are as well. So say, why do we need to be prepared in reference to a priesthood, a ministry, and all that? Because you're part of the priesthood. If you're born again, you're here, amen, you're part of that, and God will use you in some capacity. I would encourage every member to do something. And by the way, just coming to a service is important. And while you're here, looking around, praying for people, letting God speak to your heart, but then also looking for someone, we were talking to you last night about this, about look for someone to disciple, amen? If you're born again, then you need to share that with somebody and keep sharing it until someone accepts the Lord you accepted, amen? And then disciple them. We've all been given the ministry of reconciliation. And until you start doing that, you'll always feel a little bit disconnected. But if you'll just keep your eyes open, ask God, pray to God and say, God, give me somebody that I can lead the Lord and disciple. You think God would like to hear that prayer from you? Absolutely. Amen. And if you'll do that, that's part of that priesthood. And then anything else, you need to be prepared for the service side of your Christianity. Amen. And by the way, if God fuels it, you're going to be fine. You're not going to, if in life the ministry is a burden to you, what's that mean? Maybe your heart's not aligned with God's, or, yes?
It means you're not doing it in the power of the Lord.
You're not doing the power of the Lord for sure. Because if I operated in someone else's strength, it wouldn't be tiring for me at all. When I have that skid steer out there, I say that it does the work of five men. Amen. I love it. But, you know, when I'll go out there, our water softener went out in our house. I had to change that thing out. Man, that thing had still some salt in the bottom that had that. You know how that salt gets all caked in there and it just builds that layer? And that thing was heavy. So I scooted that thing out. And then I went and got the help of five men, a skid steer, and I just pulled that thing up, tilted it right in the bucket. I jumped in that thing. You know when I ran them levers and all that to drive it and then use my feet to lift the bucket? It didn't take hardly any energy for me to do that. Well, I was operating in the power of the skid steer. That's exactly right. Same thing's true of God. God is a whole lot more powerful than a skid steer. Does that make sense? And we forget that. But if the ministry is wearing you out, you're probably not operating in the power. You're definitely not operating in the power of God. Another thing that might happen is I encourage people this. Take inventory of your life and everything you're involved in. Ask God, should I be involved in this? Should I be involved in this? Should I be involved in this? And this is how we declutter our lives. By the way, recently I know some people. They actually just got rid of a lot of church, everything, because they needed to declutter their life. Is that how we do it? Why not? Why? How do you know that? How do you know it's the will of God? God said so. In Hebrews 10, verse 25. Forsaking not the assemblings of ourselves together, right? And so much the more as you see the day approaching. So when we evaluate our life, we just don't wholesale, I'm stopping everything. No, You might laugh. Some people go this way. You don't do that. You take inventory and say, how about this? Should you get rid of reading? I'm so busy, I'm just going to stop reading my Bible. Would we do that? No? Why not? It takes time to do that. I could get time back if I just stopped reading my Bible, couldn't I? No, because God wants us to read his word, right? So that we can know the truth and it'll make us free. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so we write everything down that I'm doing. My job, is God in it? He should be. Amen? And it's okay. God's not against you working the job. Amen? He would just be against you doing something that wouldn't be his will for you. Amen? And so that's why we pray through everything, you know? Say, if you have a family, it'd be a whole lot easier if I just got rid of my wife and kids, man. I would be freed up. Amen? So would that be right? Why not? I'd be freed up. Why shouldn't I do that? Because if I don't care for my own, I'm worse than an infidel. That's right. Do you see what I'm saying? You list it all out, and you say, God, which of these do you want me to be a part of? And if your life is whittled down to that, are you going to be wore out? No, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so that's how we manage our life, right? People say, you are so busy. Yeah, I agree. Amen. But it's okay. Amen. It is okay. I feel and know and understand that the things I'm doing, God would have me to do, right? And so that, and even when I was pastoring the church, working a full-time job, amen, and on and on and on, raising a family, those were good years. Those were wonderful years. I loved it. And most guys that end up that way get really just discouraged and all that because I shouldn't have to be working, I shouldn't this and I shouldn't that. But I knew for me at that time that was what God had for me. You see what I'm saying? So it's not about what I do. It's about me knowing God would have me to do it. Does that make sense? And then if that's the case, I know he fuels me in it. Does that make sense? I know some of y'all like homeschool and all that. Can homeschool be a little challenging? Oh, yeah. Here's my question for you. Why are you doing it? Is it because God said do it? Or is it because you want to do it? When you come to the conclusion God said do it, it's not an issue anymore. Now it's just fun. Because it's fun to jump in that skid steer and do stuff that nobody else can do. How many people have a skid steer hanging out in their backyard? Not many. I think it's a blessing. There's so much around here that needs done. And I don't always have five guys I can call and say, hey, help me with this. And so God's blessed me to have that. I believe it's of the Lord. I can go back and I can tell you how that all came to be about and all that. But I know it's of the Lord. So it's a blessing. Does that make sense? If we just evaluate and whittle our life down to what we know God is in, now it's just fun. Even though others would look on and say, that's a lot. You have so much going on. No, it's just fun. Anyway, so that's where we're at on our sheet there, page 54. We are to be prepared for ministry. Amen. And that all of us are priests. Who has 2 Corinthians 5:20? I think it's Brother John. Yep.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God.
Right. So, being prepared for ministry means we understand that we are a representative for Jesus Christ, right? You have to be prepared to be that representative. Because in life, we tend to really just want to represent self, right? We dress like we want to dress. We fuel do the interests that we're interested in. We are constantly occupying with things that we want. That is being an ambassador for yourself, right? But to be an ambassador for Christ means you understand what his purpose is, what his ministry is, what makes him tick, and then we go and we represent that. You know, people that work and they put a uniform on, they're representing that company, right? And if while you're on the clock, you just do everything you want to do, how long are you going to be working for that company? In our day and age, probably a long time. But the way it used to be, amen. Right? If you put on a McDonald's uniform, and then while you're there at McDonald's, you bring in your TV, your Xbox, you know, 360 and all that, and you're just sitting there playing video games. There's customers backed up and all that, and the boss says, "What are you doing?" I just needed some me time. Is that going to work? No, because you're on the clock, you're wearing their uniform, you need to represent that company and represent them well. Smile on your face, greet them nicely, find out what they need, do the work there on the whatever, take their money, give them the product. You're there for that purpose. Well, as a Christian, by the way, all of us are in full-time Christian service. If you've become a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, you are now bought with a price. Therefore, it says, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Okay, so I wear the uniform of a Christian 24/7. Not because I'm a pastor, but because I'm a Christian. And I now am an ambassador for him to represent him on earth. How else is anybody going to know about him unless his ambassadors are representing him well? We are the epistle of God, amen, written on our heart now. And now we live out that epistle before men so that we as the light, that they could see the light of Christ in us so that then they ultimately would receive from us his words and then ultimately him as Savior. Amen? And so we should not only study the Bible to be prepared for ministry, we should study the Bible so we can be a good ambassador, representative for Jesus Christ. Amen? And then Ephesians 4:16, I think it's Kyle Thomas. Amen. So that's, I love Ephesians 4, but it's talking about how the body, the local assembly, how we actually edify the body. A lot of people say, man, that pastor's just not feeding me. Amen. It's hard to shove food in someone's mouth that's closed, first off. But beyond that, amen, amen. Beyond that, it's not just my job to edify. By the way, edify is an edifice. It's building up a building. It's erecting a structure. And whose job, based on that verse, is it to build up the body? Who? But what's it say? The body. It's the body itself. It's the body's job to build up the body in love, right? That care one for another. And so it's the member's responsibility to build up the members. And you can't do that unless you've done some study, right? Because we need to know how to respond. Because if we respond incorrectly to somebody, that might cause them to be offended, hurt, shouldn't, right? Only by pride cometh contention. But at the same time, we know how people are. We know how we are. And so we want to be there to help people through issues, through problems, through the good times, all that. And we build each other up through discipleship, through studying the Word of God. We have to know the Bible to do that. We know the Bible on page 54, that we know the Bible so that we can be the proper priest, so that we can be the proper ambassador, so we can be a proper minister to the body. And then lastly, Levi, we only have a short time. Go ahead and read Romans 12, 3 through 8. As a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, a part of our church, you've been gifted by God. And your gift isn't the only gift. We're all gifted. And as all that comes together, we make one functioning body. But we study the Bible so we understand how that works. And we understand our part. And we understand others' parts. Because if you don't do that, you're going to be upset because someone else, you know, hasn't come to the same conclusions you've come to on things, or doesn't act like you, or doesn't you know what you think is important. They're not. They don't see that as important. The reality is that we're all a little bit different. Amen. The Bible's the same, but as God teaches us, He puts emphasis on each of us a little bit differently. So that, I mean, if you're a hand, you need a little bit different instruction than if you're the foot, or if you're the leg, or if you're the elbow, or whatever. It's just a little bit different. But it all works together so we can full function as a body. Amen. But as you study the Bible, you'll see that. You'll see where God would have you to be, what He would have you to be instructed in, what you're to occupy yourself in as far as that gifting of God in you, then the exercise thereof. And then you begin to appreciate how God also does that in others so that you can encourage that, even though they're not just like you. Amen. So good stuff. Why study? Well, to be prepared for the ministry. That's number 6. We'll keep studying this next week. Didn't get into Revelation today, but we definitely will next week. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for this time together. Thank you, God, for just a little encouragement today in reference to why we study the Bible, why we put so much emphasis there, and how to declutter our lives and to take inventory, Lord, and just be careful with those things so that we don't allow ourselves to be worn out about your things and about